Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Paul Sarvati's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Paul is chairman of the board, CEO, and co-founder of Insperity. Full disclosure, my presenting sponsor. We love these guys, and we have a great partnership together. They do great work for small businesses. We want to talk, what Paul and I are going to talk about, folks, is helping you understand a little bit more about what's coming at you, what's in your future with regard to healthcare, but more specifically with regard to the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Paul Sarvati, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here with you.
It's good to have you here. Paul, I want to, as we get started, I want to read some quotes from some people these first three are Democrats. Senator Max Baucus, Democrat from Montana, called this Obamacare, essentially, he called it a train wreck. Folks, that's a quote. West Virginia's Jay Rockefeller, Democrat senator, described the Affordable Care Act as beyond comprehension. Henry Chow, the guy who's in charge of the exchanges, folks, said, "I'm pretty nervous. Let's make sure it's not a third world experience. Paul, this is the kind of language that small business owners are hearing, and they're scared to death.
Absolutely. You know, there's no question that this implementation of healthcare reform is going to bring incredible complexity, compliance, and cost for small businesses. And it's, you know,
even the ones under 50, not just the ones over 50.
Every business will be affected in a dramatic way through health reform. And right now is the time that you have to get informed about what's coming and what you need to do about it, what you need to weigh, what decisions you need to make. And that's why we've spent a lot of time distilling this down for small and mid-sized business owners.
Some people think that, of course, it's not going to go into full effect until the first of next year. And a lot of people are saying, well, you know, we've got time to figure it out. But the truth is, there's a lot to be done. There's a lot of obligation that they have, and there's a lot to be known right now, isn't there?
Yeah, Jim, let me tell you the five major provisions that are going into effect January 1st. And I think if you just understand what those are, you're going to realize you have to do some things right now
in preparation,
to get ready to be able to comply on January 1st.
All right.
Here are the five areas. The individual mandate, the requirement for everyone to have coverage. The second is the player pay responsibility, which is, you know, what they call the employer shared responsibility, player pay for short. Then there's the reporting requirements that are not nominal in any way, shape, or form. It requires reporting from different systems and so forth.
Even if you're, regardless of how many employees you have, is it every month that you...
Well, in the reporting side, there is monthly reporting. That is a rolling six-month report that you're constantly having to bring the data in and provide the information. But even if you're a small business, that's the way you will demonstrate that you are in compliance with Obamacare. So it's
all right. So folks, report. Don't think because you only got a few employees that you're not going to have to do reporting.
Well, not only that, it's the pricing, taxes, and fees that go into effect on January 1st are already affecting your renewals
that
go into next year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't understand what's happening there, you're going to be shocked, because what's happened is Obamacare compresses the pricing ability of the insurer.
Which we're going to talk about in a minute. What's number four?
And that's number four. Number five is the state exchanges. So it's individual mandate, player pay, reporting, pricing, taxes, and fees, and state exchanges.
Let's go back to the individual mandate. Tell us a little bit about, remind us about that.
Well, that's probably the least effect on businesses, but here's the effect there. The employees, all individuals, are going to be mandated to have coverage. So what happens is they look at their options that are now supposed to be created, the exchanges, et cetera. course, one of the options always is through the employer.
Right.
And so you may have folks that didn't sign up on your plan that are coming your way because now they have to and you're the most convenient. So, you know, there's additional costs there when mm-hmm. you have additional people get on your plan.
Right.
So that's kind of the least effect. The other thing,
if you're an individual in America,
you have to have coverage.
This is going to affect you regardless. Correct, right. Go ahead.
Now, also, though, the individual mandate is what leads to some of the penalties and taxes and fees because mm-hmm. if an individual that could be on your plan goes out and gets coverage through a state exchange mm-hmm. then you could pay a penalty for that.
Right.
So it is all intertwined, very complex, and you're keeping track of stuff that you have no way to know otherwise.
Again, quoting Jay Rockefeller, beyond comprehension. But you guys have got it figured out. So that's the individual mandate. What about pay and play or pay or play?
This is the requirement for businesses to above 50 employees to provide certain types of coverage to all of their employees and pay a certain value mm-hmm. of the cost of that coverage on their behalf. So, but it leads to a lot of compliance around what you're providing and keeping track of how the value is determined and whether it qualifies as qualified coverage, et cetera.
That's the magic word, isn't it? Qualify.
Right.
It has to qualify under Obamacare.
Correct.
And that's the landmine in a way, isn't it?
Well, when you realize you start to see a picture of how much control of health care is coming from our government through this piece of legislation.
This was never about reform. It was always about control.
Well, I think when you look at the detailed implementation, mm-hmm. whatever the original motivation was, it's all about control.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Now, reporting. This is the thing that I'm almost worried about as much. The money's going to hit everybody. But what I'm almost worried about more than anything is small business owners getting upside down with all this onerous reporting.
Right. You know, we're all about, Insperity is all about helping companies, businesses succeed. And I'll tell you what, when things get in the way, you know, things that interrupt, you know.
Of your core competencies and taking care of customers.
And this is one of those situations where you've got to have data and information that usually is in different systems, et cetera. And you got to pull all this together and figure out how you're going to comply. And it's not something you can comply once and you're finished. It's ongoing compliance. So it's a level of administrative compliance.
Have you got? Is there a document that you guys are producing that's available
this? We have a couple things that are really, really powerful.
Can they find that at the website?
Right. If you go into the quick links and look up healthcare reform.
Insperity.com, folks, check that out. Insperity.com, one of the quick links, and you can find out some of the documents that explain some of the things you're talking about here. Folks, check that out. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk some more about these. We've got some more of these, of the five, that Paul is helping us with. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.